WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The war in the Balkans has transformed writer Dubravka Ugresic into a dissident. Ugresic is one of Croatia's best-known writers. After the war began, she satirized her country's growing nationalism. She was attacked in the press and by colleagues at the University of Zagreb, where she taught. She was accused of being a traitor and anti-Croatian feminist. She's now living temporarily in Berlin. Ugresic spent the fall of 1991 and the winter of 92 in the U.S., teaching at Wesleyan University. Her friends and family back in Croatia spent the time in and out of bomb shelters. Ugresic has written a new book about her brief stay in the U.S. and her disorienting encounters with American popular culture. It's called Have a Nice Day, From the Balkan War to the American Dream. Before the war started, she didn't think of herself as a political writer. She avoided all affiliations, political and otherwise. I asked if the war politicized her.
I think that we are all changed. By the terrible war, and really, if you see my books, which I've written before, then you will see that they all deal with, let's say, pure literature. That I was much more interested in exploring literariness of literature, and now. After all that happened, somehow I changed, and I can't say that I became a political writer. Yes, I did. I wrote a book of essays, and it came recently in Holland, and this is the first publication. And the title of that book of essays is Culture of Lies.
When the war started, you spent a lot of time in a bomb shelter. Where was your bomb shelter?
No, my experience is really, I mean, not so, I mean, I can't compare it with what people in Sarajevo experience. I mean, I just spent a few days, a month in the shelter, and in fact, Zagreb was never, I think so, it was never seriously under the threat of any bombing. I just got so on my skin the taste of the war, but not a real war. Nobody of us experienced there a real war like people in Bosnia.
You had accepted an invitation to teach.
Yes.
At Wesleyan University. Yes. In the United States. And you'd accepted that before the war started.
Yes.
So after the war started, you made good on that, and you went to the States to teach.
Yes.
You write in your new book that you learned that horror can't be eliminated by moving away from it. The price of going away is a twofold fear.
Yes, that's truth.
What is that twofold fear?
You don't see picture. It is like you don't, you see, you feel horror, but you don't see picture, you just hear the sounds. And I think that that horrifies you much more than when you see something. And I remember myself then in Zagreb, I was pretty calm about going to the shelter, and I wasn't in any panic. But then, when I found myself in the States, I used to imagine what could have happened, and that somehow raised my fear.
Was there a measure of guilt with that too, feeling bad that you had left and that your mother, for instance, was still there?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. I spend all my salary on telephone bills.
While you were living in the United States, you wrote a column about your life in the States for a newspaper in Amsterdam, where you had lived for a while before coming to the States. And you say that that column saved your life. How did it help you?
It helped me because when you have to do something, then your fear is smaller. This is a simple therapeutic rule. And besides, what I noticed, and I wrote about that as well, that, for instance, women used to carry into the shelter needles, and they used to crochet and knit things.
Knitting needles,
yes. And so to do something and to control the fear. And I think that my columns, that they were kind of knitting.
My guest is Croatian writer Dubravka Ugresic. She has a new book called Have a Nice Day, From the Balkan War to the American Dream. We'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Croatian writer Dubravka Ugresic. As we speak, your mother is in Croatia.
Yes.
And I'm sure many friends of yours are there as well. What's day-to-day life like for your mother in Croatia right now?
This is pretty sad life over there because it is poor. Not in the sense that they don't have anything to eat or something like that, but there is no books. There is no newspapers, or there are newspapers, but they are all writing about the same. Television is talking about the same. And so the country, the whole country shrank, the life shrank, and possibilities shrank as well. I mean, everything became small, claustrophobic, and Croatia is a kind of a replica or postmodern mixture where you can find quotes of totalitarian regimes, some quotes, I must say that as well, from Nazi period, and so on and so on. So in that respect, because of heavy ideology, life is not easy. And but the most important thing is that threat of a new war is always there. It is like living on the verge of abyss and pretending that life is normal.
You said there are no books anymore in Croatia. Where did they go?
There are some. I mean, you should understand that, I mean, this is a simply practical question. Croatia became independent state, which means that before we all shared market, books, publishers, a culture, everything. And now we have just Croatian publishers, which are few. That's why we don't have books. And then we don't have books because money is spent on weapons. But nobody's enough honest to put that in any connection.
When you talk to your mother on the telephone, does she tell you she's had to spend much time in bomb shelters, or is that not necessary at the moment?
No. This time she's very calm. And before, she wanted me back very much. But now she doesn't want me back anymore. She wants me to stay somewhere else.
For your safety?
No, not because of that. But I think that she realizes that life there is spoiled, damaged, broken for a longer time.
So what does it mean to you that your mother doesn't want you to come back? Would that discourage you from returning?
No, because my decision, it helps me a lot. Because I myself wouldn't like to live there, or at least not now, or at least not for a while.
And this gives you permission to not live there?
Yeah, without guilt that I left somebody.
Do you want to maintain your Croatian citizenship even if you stay in the States for an extended period?
Yes, I want to. Because I was born there, and I lived there, and as I said, I have family there and a few friends, and I don't see why should I change citizenship. But I can really say that for a while I wouldn't like to live there. I really don't agree with the policy of a leading party, of our president, of the general ideology, and I don't see that I will be happy there.
What is the ideology that you disagree with?
Heavy nationalistic ideology.
You're temporarily out of Croatia, and this fall you'll be teaching at a university in the United States. Would your mother be able to get out of Croatia?
Yes, she can do that. She has a passport.
Mm-hmm. So what's keeping her there?
I'm a privileged person. Because I have my profession, and I can work abroad. In that respect, she's not a privileged person. She, like many other people, she has to stay there.
She doesn't speak other languages. She wouldn't be able to work in another
country.
She's
a retired person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and... And that's it. And I think that we have a huge immigration of people, but those who can do that, I mean young people, professionals of all kind, all my friends and colleagues who are here, they are movie directors, actors, university professors, and so on.
I know the war has changed your writing. Has it changed what you read?
Yes, as well.
How has it changed that?
Oh, this is very interesting. I don't know why. I have feeling like I don't have time for big books, for long novels, for books. I need books which will explain me what's going on with us in this earth. So it could be sociology, it could be philosophy. I find modern philosophers much more interesting than writers. Then it could be anthropology, anything, but I'm interested in that question. More than I was before. I told you, before I was interested in literariness of literature, so I could spend hours and months reading beautiful pages of all kind of writers, but not now anymore.
You used to teach Russian avant-garde literature. Any interest in that anymore?
Yes. No, of course. I'm professional, so I mean... I will do that, and I will read that, and I will teach that, and so on. But as a person who is coming to a bookstore, believe me, I wouldn't pick anymore a huge novel. I would rather pick, as I said, something which explains this world in this moment.
Dubravka Ugresic is the author of the new book, Have a Nice Day, From the Balkan War to the American Dream. This is Fresh Air.